Welcome back to the program. A five-year-old son of Testa Rossa that was bought for just $15,000 at the Magic Millions National Yearling Sale from the Royston stud draft, Enzo's Lad, scored what was a shock win yesterday in the Group 1 Telegraph at Trentham in New Zealand. And joining us on the program is Adam White from Vinery Stud, who of course stand the veteran sire Testa Rossa. Morning, Adam.
Good morning, Joe.
Well, what did you think of that win yesterday? Were you as surprised as the punters?
I actually was, yes. I was sitting home actually watching the races, and I knew the Telegraph was coming up, and so I was watching it knowing it was one of their major Group 1 races over there. And I knew Testa Rossa had his runner in there, but he was in front and held on well, and it was a terrific win.
Yeah, it sure was. At odds of in excess of 70-1, hasn't Testa Rossa been a great stallion? And very familiar, of course, to our Victorian listeners because all of his great deeds were on racetracks in that state.
Well, yes, he was a great racehorse down there, of course, and was in a terrific crop his particular year. He was the same crop as Reduced Choice and Command and Pins. So it was a great crop of three-year-olds and two-year-olds that particular season. And, yeah, he did fantastic on the racetrack. He won six Group 1 races in his own right and over $6 million in prize money. And, you know, we're talking 20 years ago too. So, yeah, he was a fantastic racehorse.
Yeah, God, 20 years ago. Time flies. He turns 22 this year. How is the old boy going these days?
He's going really well. He looks a picture of health. Anyone that's seen him at the Vinery Open days knows that he can be full of beans on the open days. He rears up like he's back at being age two, and he's in fantastic order. So, look, his fertility's probably dropped over the last few seasons, but around the 50%. But you know, he's still been covering a small amount of mares, and a lot of people like to use him as a breeder to race option. And yeah, no, he's going terrific.
Yeah, he still managed to cover 25 mares last spring at a fee of $16,500.
Yeah, that's right. We just sort of limited him to a very small number. Again, there was a lot of people that just wanted to use him to breed to race commercially. You know, there's a lot of new stallions around, and, you know, he finds it a bit tough in the commercial sort of ring at the moment. So so that he doesn't really need to pick up a huge amount of mares. But, yeah, look, he's been a wonderful stallion over many seasons.
And how did the rest of his stallions fare last spring? Of course, you stand Mossman, Pluck, Press Statement, More Than Ready, who's a legend in his own at lunchtime.
Yeah, no, we had a very good season. There was a lot of new stallions in the Hunter Valley or around Australia, really, last season. I think there was 40-odd new stallions around the country last year and 18 or 19 here alone in the Hunter Valley. So that makes it very sort of tough commercially in getting big books of mares. But we had a terrific season. More Than Ready was restricted to 100, and he covered that. He's been a wonderful stallion. In November, he again had a terrific Breeders' Cup meeting in America. He had three runners for two winners. So he's been a wonderful stallion for us. And a few of the younger stallions, like Press Statement and Headwater, they had their first foals born this season. And we were over the moon with their first foals. And we thought they might struggle a little bit with the numbers with so many new horses starting off at stud. But their numbers were more than pleased with. They covered a good book of mares.
Interesting also recently that Pluck had a winner in Hong Kong, a horse by the name of Jade Theatre.
Yeah, Pluck's been going very well. You know, he's obviously a son of More Than Ready. He looks just like his dad. He was trained by Todd Pletcher, who actually trained More Than Ready as well. And he also won a Breeders' Cup for More Than Ready. He won the Breeders' Cup Juvenile on turf in spectacular fashion. So, yeah, he's been a good little stallion for us. He's sort of really come to, you know, that situation where he's a nice, affordable breed to race type of stallion, and you know, you can even take one to the sales and get, you know, anywhere from 6 to 10 times service fees. So his success is widespread. You know, he's got stakes horses in New Zealand, of course Australia, and as you mentioned, Hong Kong, and even as far as South Africa. He's got his female family is a strong South Africa family, and you know he's got a lot of good winners over there as well.
Adam, you mentioned More Than Ready, who is an absolute champion stallion. He's getting on a bit now in years, but still producing so many winners and also very exciting stallion prospects too. But he recently had his Queensland Derby winner, Eagle Way, bounce back from what was a debilitating illness to win a black type race in Hong Kong.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it's great for him to have a horse of that quality in a strong racing region like Hong Kong. And you know, More Than Ready's been a marvel. You know, I could talk about More Than Ready all day. He's just been a wonderful stallion. He's now up to about 178 individual stakes winners. There's only five ever stallions that have sired more stakes winners that at all time. So, and he's still going strong. When we got him back last season, he'd just got back from America covering 118 mares and got 111 in foals, so he's still got a lot more to come yet. So he's been a great stallion worldwide, and yeah, we took some nice yearlings to the sales by him this year and got some great results too. So yeah, More Than Ready's been a marvel.
And his son Dissident is starting to attract plenty of interest in the sales ring.
Yes, his grandson's Dissident. Yeah, he's. I looked at quite a few of them at the Magic Million sales, and I was quite taken by them, really. You know, he was a very talented two-year-old in his own right, Dissident, but he's not a big, strong sort of two-year-old type. A lot more forward than I thought they would be, and I guess he sort of gets that a little bit from More Than Ready and Sebring. But they were, you know, extremely nice types, and I think of the first-year horses in my personal opinion, I thought he was ahead of the rest. I did like his stock.
And you must be happy with how the All Too Hards have been going as well in all facets.
Yeah, he's been going very well. You know, he took a little bit of time to get going, but I think, you know, looking at him himself, he was obviously a talented two-year-old, but that was just on raw ability, and it wasn't until a three-year-old that we saw the best of him. So I think his stock are very much the same. You know, they show that natural early talent as two-year-olds, but once they reach three, they really come to their own, and we're really starting to see the results of that. He's got a very good three-year-old over in New Zealand, heading for the Derby over there in a couple of months' time, and you know, he had two stakes winners during the Melbourne Carnival, and yeah, so he's... he's really starting to make some noises, Stallion.
Yeah, that horse that you mentioned in New Zealand is, of course, a colt by the name of Demonitization. Is that the right pronunciation?
Yeah, I'm not going to try and correct you there, Joe. I think you put it.
Very good. And what's your impression of the yearling sales on the Gold Coast at the Magic Millions? Amazing results there, which should augur well for the rest of what's to come.
Oh, that's right, Joe. It was a very, very strong sale. You know, it's been a sort of long time since I've been to a sale, you know, that strong, really. The market's been in a great place the last few years with a lot of money coming from, obviously, these large China groups. But Magic Millions was extremely strong. Like, we took 20 horses and sold 18 of them, and you know, we valued them before we sort of left, and of the 18 that we were sold, we were sort of 2 million over what we thought we'd get. So we had some terrific results. We sold, as I mentioned before, some really nice More Than Readies. We had a nice More Than Ready filly out of Valet Wonder that made 650. Another nice More Than Ready filly out of a stakes winning, not a single doubt mare called Single Style that made 500. And to top the draft off, we had a lovely Iron colt out of a Commanding Jewel who made 1.4 million. So it was a great sale for us, but I think everyone enjoyed a terrific yearling sale.
Well, that must give you a very positive outlook for the rest of the yearling sales season.
I think so. You know, there's a lot of people up there at the Gold Coast that, you know, didn't fill their complete orders or missed out completely as well. I don't think the syndicators really sort of probably got their quota for what they wanted up there. So I think it is a good sign for sales like Inglis's Sydney Classic and the Premier sale down in Melbourne and Easter to come. So, you know, I can only see it continuing, really.
Adam, thanks for joining us on the program this morning.
No problems, Joe, anytime.
Yep, look forward to catching up with you at the sale soon.
Will do.
That's Adam White from Vinery Stud, their veteran stallion Testarossa getting a Group 1 across the weekend in New Zealand.